Love Talk Radio.
Yo, everything I do it for Jesus Christ. Trying to get my fellow man right in this life. I want to move for the gold of the paradise. The ship is sailing and it ain't coming back twice. You gotta understand that this world is going down. I ain't trying to preach, but if you lost, get found. Like a fossil that they digging up from the ground. Brush off the dirt and turn your life to the crown. I ride through my city and I see all the pain. It's so much evil in the streets and it ain't a game. They endure the hurt going through that mind frame. When I get out the car and walk, I can feel the pain. Dang, I see your father pass me on a curse. He hopped the left beside the boy that was born first. And he passed it on to the second one. The second one's worse than the first. Side 21, pray for my city. Pray for it, pray for me. Pray for the ship, pray for me. Pray for the hopeless society in your city. Pray for the people out there. Pray for my nation, east and west. The whole pray that your past keeps pulling from your past. I pray you get to know Christ, you my own. I love my city cause this is where I was raised. I pray for every man, woman, child not saved. I pray for the guys hustling, selling drugs. Every dude out there that call himself a thug. You're more than that when I see you out of God's eyes. I believe in you cause I can recognize. Triple stitch you when I see it in the girls too. You don't have to give your body to just any dude. I pray to the Lord, please help my city. It ain't everybody else trying to be gritty. My man Ty Trippin said it's good in the hood. But in this life it ain't enough just being good. If you don't know Christ, please get to know him. He's waiting for you and he's waiting with open arms. Waiting to forgive you and help you right your wrongs. Let the tears flow through the song. Pray for my city, pray for all. Pray for me, pray for the city. Pray for me, pray for the whole world. Tired, no city. Pray for the people out there. Pray for my nation, east and west. The whole pray that your past keeps pulling from your past. I pray you get to know Christ, you might be the devil. All of your sins, please come correct. Yo, this nation's going down. So many people lost, never been found. I ain't talking about the physical. No, they are not missing. I mean it lost because they're not in Christ's vision. He can't see them because around them there is no light. And in their chest where their heart should be, there is ice. We're so cold, we don't care about the next brother. We all got different mothers, but the same father. Nation been shaking because the country stopped praising. Church and state separation, make a huge statement. In your heart where Christ should be, it is vacant. Then you gotta know it's taken over by Satan. So I pray for be more where my heart belongs. God save the nation, help us right the wrong.
Pray for our city, pray for our city, pray for our nation, pray for our counties, pray for our state, pray for our country, pray for our nation, a nation called to pray without ceasing. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. The Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. And my brothers and my sisters, are we praying without ceasing? Are we honoring the Word of God? Are we respecting the Word of God? Are we praying without ceasing? That is my question to you today. We thank God for one more day. Yes, this is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. I thank God for all of you that are under the sound of my voice. I thank God for one more day because he didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. And we thank God because he woke us up for a reason. Amen. And he woke us up for this season, for such a time like this. And we know the Word of God tells us is appointed unto man once to die. We know that we have a time where we're going to leave this earth. And we thank God for blessing us with the years and the number of years that he's blessed us with. We are praying for all of those in Florida, Tampa, Florida, those that's in South Carolina, North Carolina, those that are in areas that have been affected by the flood, those that are in areas being affected by the California fires, those that are in areas being affected by mudslides and hunger, not having clean, fresh water to drink. We are praying for you, you, and you, Venezuela. We are praying praying for you, Puerto Rico. We're praying for you, California. Yes, we are. We are praying for you, New York State. We are praying for you, El Salvador, Honduras, New Mexico, Mexico. We are praying that God will make things better for you to leave your country. But God would lift up and touch the hands of the world leaders, that there will be a blessing to one country and another country. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for Russia. Yes, we're praying for Ukraine. My God, my God. We're praying for you. We know that God is able. And we know that God said that there will be wars and rumors of wars. It's in his word. So our job is to pray, my sisters and my brothers. We're praying for you in Africa, South Africa. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for you in the Carolinas, South Carolina, North Carolina, that may be affected by this storm. We're praying, glory be to God, thank you, Jesus, for those in Brooklyn, New York, and New York. Praying, glory be to God, for those that are in Mississippi. We're praying for you. We have 144 million plus that are listening in to this broadcast. And we thank God for you because we are a nation called to pray without ceasing. We're going to pray for everyone everywhere. It may not be affecting you right now, and it may be something different. So therefore, we ought to pray for one another. Amen. We ought to pray for one another. It may not be happening in the south. It may not be happening in the north. But it could be happening in the east or the west. So we ought to pray for one another. Band together in prayer, my sisters and my brothers. We got to pray for our city, our county, our country, our state, our nation. Pray without ceasing. And when we are praying, we are talking to the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us the opportunity to pray for one another. Thank you, God. We ought to give him the glory and the honor on this morning. We ought to praise him and stop complaining. Stop murmuring and complaining. We ought to pray. We ought to give God thanks. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank him enough. We're all going through something, but we know that God said he will send us a comforter, and the comforter is the Holy Ghost. And we thank God that we have an opportunity to take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. And they say, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Your burdens. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Not everybody else's burdens. My God, my God, my God. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. And ask that God, well, he would do a mighty work inside of you. Thank you, Jesus. Instead of pointing fingers at everyone else, invite Jesus Christ into your life today. Invite the spirit of peace into your life today. Invite the spirit of peace in your home, on your job, as you ride in your vehicle, as you're flying on the airplane, riding on the train, walking to work or to school, exercising in the gym, store shopping, in the bank making transactions, standing in front of the judge in the courtroom, talking to your attorney, talking to your children. Invite the spirit of Jesus Christ in every situation in your life, in your home. When you wake up in the morning, good morning, Jesus. I welcome you into my life. Good morning, Jesus. I welcome you into my life. I want to hear from you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And let our children hear us praying and seeking the Lord. Let our children hear us glorifying and magnifying God, not complaining all the time. Let our children hear us praising God. Let our children hear us saying, what a mighty God we serve. In the midst of all that we're going on, God is still good in the midst of all that you're going through, God is still good. Maybe what you're going through is not good, but God is still good. Thank you, Jesus. And stop blaming Satan on everything. You got a choice. That's the kind of God that we serve. He gives us a choice. You can do it God's way or your way. And as I always mention, this is not Burger King. You ain't going to always have it your way. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Pray that God's will be done. Not my will, but thy will be done. Thank you, God. And you'll feel so much better. God, I pray that your will be done in my life, in the lives of my children, in the lives of my boss, in the lives of those that I surround myself with. I pray that your will be done in times of sickness and in death. Pray that your will be done. A lot of us are very selfish with our prayers. It's always me, 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 me. God, give me this. God, give me that. Stop being selfish with your prayers. Pray for those that are around you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bless someone around you. Be a blessing to someone. And again, it's not always money. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you to be a blessing to someone else. And teach your children how to be a blessing. Sleeping around someone's outside, scrubbing someone's steps, blessing someone with a phone call, a card, a letter. You know, we don't write too much anymore. We want to text. But the older generations enjoy getting those cards and those letters. They do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That brings back memories to them. Thank you, God. Be a blessing to someone this morning. Thank you, God. And we thank God for Jesus. He sent his only begotten son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. Our sins. He who knew no sin. We must be reminded. Our Father, our judge in the courtroom. Our food when we are hungry. Our water when we are thirsty. A mother, when the word of God says, when our mother and father forsake us, then God will take us up. Yes, he will. The battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. You are not God. You cannot change people. I want you to get that in your spirit this morning. You can't even change yourself. We pray for one another. We be kind to one another. We be loving to one another. Thank you, Jesus. Others see the Christ in you. Let others see the Christ in you. You set an example. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Watch your conversations. Are your conversations upright, encouraging, motivating, letting someone know how good God is? Thank you, Jesus. And what he's done for others, he will do for you. If we trust him, obey, live the life that God has designed for us to live. You want to be blessed, but you want to live any old kind of way. My God, my God, my God. Watch your words. Watch your conversations. Thank you, Jesus. Sit down and take inventory of yourself. Let's go to Psalm 91, our psalm of protection. And I want you, my sisters, my brothers, to learn this psalm. Teach it to your children, to your loved ones. When you're praying, pray Psalm 91, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack, your psalm of protection. This is the word of God for the people of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. God will protect you from seen and unseen danger. Yes, he will. He may even hold back the hands of time. You may think you're late, but you're not late. God may allow you to go back in the house to pick up something you left in your home. God may allow you to be at that stoplight a little bit longer. Thank you, Jesus. You just pray about it. Thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thanks be to God, the word of God for the people of God. And God's word is already blessed. Thank you, God. Stop repeating what you heard other people say. God's word is already blessed. May it bless the hearers and doers and the listeners of his word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Psalm 91, a psalm of protection. Read it. Get it in your spirit. He said he'll send you a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. He's comforting someone right now. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Salvation is free. Salvation is free, my sisters and my brothers. It don't cost you nothing. Thank you, God, for sending your only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for what? Our sins. He who knew no sin. Sin is anything that you do or say or think or speak that's not acceptable according to the word of God. S-I-N, sin. We don't hear too much about sin in the churches nowadays. S-I-N, sin. Lying, stealing, backbiting, covetousness, wanting what somebody else has, wanting somebody else's gifts. Stop wishing that you were like someone else. Thanks be to God. You may admire somebody. You may admire their gifts that God has blessed them with. But stop wishing that you were like someone else. You are you. You are you. God has a plan for your life. Thank you, Jesus. God has a plan for your life. That's in the word of God in the book of Jeremiah. And you thank God for the plan that he has for your life. You may have some plans, but I pray that they're lined up with the word of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God has a plan for your life. You can admire people. That's praise God. Pray for them and bless them. But you are you. Thank you, Jesus. God has a plan for your life. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Do good. Do good no matter what. Thank you, Jesus. And if they don't want to receive your good, shake the dust from your feet and move on. There's other individuals that would love to receive your blessings. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You can't make nobody love you. You can't buy love. Thank you, God. Trust in the Lord and do good. You do good. As the coach always say, you do the right thing. Hallelujah. You do the right thing. Trust in God and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed spiritually and physically. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. If you are a man or woman of God, thank you, Jesus, the desires of your heart should be lined up with the word of God. How do you know? Read and study the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass in his own time and in his own way. God has a time for everything. It may not be your time to get what you want, to do what you want to do, to go where you want to go. God has a time for everything, and you want to do it in God's time, through Jesus. And then it's going to be done right. Somebody says, it's taking God too long. No, it's not. He knows when it's the right time for you to have children, for you to get married, to buy that home, to buy that vehicle. God's time, not your time. You get it and then you mess it all up. And don't even pick the right one. God's time, rushing God. My God, my God, my God. That's a dangerous situation. When you say, I'm going to do it anyway, I can't wait all that time. My God, you're setting up danger for yourself. But those that did go ahead of what God had told them to do, he will forgive you. That's the kind of God that we serve. He will forgive you, but you have to suffer some consequences. Yes, you have to suffer some consequences. You can do what you want to do. Yes, you can. But you're going to suffer some consequences. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You can get out here and do whatever you want to do in this world. But you're going to suffer the consequences. And don't blame God. You decided that you want to do that. You didn't go and pray about it. You didn't ask God, is this my assignment? Is she my assignment? Is he my assignment? You didn't go and ask God about that. You jumped up and decided you want to do it. And now you want to blame God. Why I got to go through all this? You did not pray about it. You did not go and take it to the Lord in prayer and wait. Stop blaming God on all of your embarrassing moments. Blaming God. Ask God to forgive you because you did not wait on the Lord. The Holy Spirit is speaking this morning. Stop blaming God. We want to play the blame game. We want to blame everybody but ourselves. Stop blaming God because you did what you wanted to do and not what God tell you to do. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Verse 37. Psalm 37, verse 7. Psalm 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord. Keep your big mouth shut. Keep your big mouth shut. Pray about it. Put them in God's hands. You're not God. God don't need your help. Rest in the Lord. That word rest, R-E-S-T, stop talking so much. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. You are not God. We can't change folk. We can pray for them. And we do the right thing. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself any wise to do evil. That's the devil. That's his job. Stop telling people off. Stop giving people a piece of your mind. Then you're all confused. Because you give everybody a piece of your mind. Now you're all confused. You're out of your mind. In the name of Jesus. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God has an inheritance for you, my sisters and my brothers. Get this word in your spirit. You know, we read the word, but we don't study it. There's golden nuggets in the word of God. There's blessings in the word of God. But we got to get it in our spirit. We got to study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You got to study it and ask God to reveal it to you. And get into a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church that's going to share the word of God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Study. Take time out and study. Thank you, Jesus. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. You wonder what happened to that person on that job. Here today and gone tomorrow. I wonder what happened. Nobody said anything. He or she didn't say anything. God will fight your battle for you. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. So you sit back, you pray, and you do the right thing, and relax in the Lord. And watch your blood pressure go down. Watch a lot of those aches and pains go away. Watch God release those migraine headaches. Watch the pressure in your eyes decrease. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Peace. Blessed is the peacemaker, for they shall be called what? The children of God. Pride up against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The Lord. He know that his day is coming. You ain't got to worry about it. You stop worrying about it. God is taking care of it. In fact, it's already done. As the young people say, it's a done deal. God has already taken care of that person, that situation. It's already done. The Lord is laughing at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and say the upright in conversation. Is your conversation upright? Watch your conversations. Are they encouraging, motivating? Watch your conversations. Watch your words. Are you speaking love, peace, joy, happiness? Come and go with me to my Father's house. You're getting up, getting dressed every Sunday, going to church, or inviting someone else with you? Are you having a conversation with someone about how good God is? Don't pick other people apart. Don't do that. That's not God. See the Christ in them. See the good in them. See the blessings in them. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, there's some good in everybody. Yes, it is. If you want to find it. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be what? Broken. But the Lord upholdeth the righteous. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken. But the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And what? Their inheritance shall be forever. Only what you do for Christ will last. If you're doing it not to glorify God, don't do it. It's not going to last. If you're doing it to glorify yourself, it's not going to last. Only what you do for Christ will last. God created you in his image. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your body is a temple of God. Thank you, Jesus. Your body is a temple of God. My sisters and my brothers, I must remind you, your bodies are a temple of God, and God created us in his image. And we ought to keep that temple holy, clean, and acceptable. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Christ mind. We want you to activate that miracle consciousness in you. The Christ mind. The Christ within you. Jesus Christ. Help someone today. We need you, Jesus. The Christ mind, invoke the Christ consciousness from your prayer power, and you can speed up results. How do you develop your miracle Christ consciousness, divine intelligence, divine mind within you? By first realizing that you have the third superconscious level of the mind within you. You then develop it by recognizing this Christ consciousness, meditating upon it, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, meditating upon his word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God, you said that you are my shepherd and I shall not want. God, you said by your stripes I am healed. The word of God. Begin to pray the scriptures. Recite the scriptures. Then decree and declare its presence and power. The Christ consciousness in you. The power of Christ in you. And through you. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there with you. As I always say, he's looking you right in your face. So you're not getting away with anything. No, you're not. You may lie to your teacher, to your mother, to your father, to your sisters, to your brothers, but while you're lying, Christ is looking right there in your face. There's power in the name of Jesus, my sisters and my brothers. You could ask in Jesus' name. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. John 14:13 was the promise. And it still applies today. Jesus taught his followers to pray in his name since he was their mighty intercessor with God. Thank you, Jesus. The early Christians performed mighty works by praying in his name, in the name of Jesus. I think I mentioned to you about the federal government, Social Security Administration, wanted me to come and do a prayer for them at a women's conference. But the statement was, you can't say in Jesus' name at the end of that prayer. My God, if they had paid me $1 million, no, I cannot accept that. I have to pray in Jesus' name. What other name were I praying but in Jesus' name? He suffered, died, and bled on the cross for my sins. He who knew no sin. His Father sent him, the only begotten Son. Save us from our sins. Had the whole weight of the world upon his shoulders. I'm going to pray in Jesus' name, my sisters and my brothers. I want you to hear that this morning. No other name. But in the name of Jesus. Call on his name. Jesus Christ evokes a miracle in your life and in my life. You want a miracle to take place in your life? Call upon the name of Jesus. It's better to provoke and call upon the Christ presence in little ways in your minute work a day or world first. Put God first. Thank you, Jesus. Put God first. One of the most powerful decrees you could ever pray amid daily situations of harmony, friction, tension, or troublesome people is a decree. Jesus Christ is here producing perfect results. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Jesus Christ is here producing perfect results right now, right where you are, in the midst of that situation. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we need to write out our prayers, sitting down, and write out our prayers. Jesus Christ now manifests the perfect that I need in times like this. Jesus Christ is producing that for me. He's helping me out in this situation. He's sending the right people in my life. He's surrounding me with the right friends and family members. He's surrounding me with helpers that I need in this time. Thank you, Jesus. If you will spend 10 minutes a day picturing the Christ at work in your business affairs, family affairs, in other situations, or in personalities concern you, for whom you are praying, the results will amaze and delight and surprise you. 10 minutes a day, picturing the Christ at work in that business situation, in that family affair, in other situations, on your job, with the professor, your teacher, your doctor, Christ at work in that situation. Christ at work, not you. You think you can go straighten something out, you're going to end up making a mess of it. Thank you, Jesus. Christ at work in that situation, in your home, in your child's life. Christ at work in that business transaction. Christ at work. Thank you, Jesus. Christ at work, not you straightening somebody else out. You can't do it. You're going to make it worse. Christ at work in personalities that concern you, for whom you are praying. The results will amaze you, my sisters and my brothers, delight and surprise you. Christ at work in others. This is a marvelous way to pray for other people. Instead of dwelling upon their problems and failures, behold the Christ at work in them and within them. A retired businessman found himself in a state of depression. His wife had passed on, leaving him very lonely, as well as sick in mind and body. He had a small house in Florida and a grove of mango trees, which were his only means of livelihood. In his depression, he had let himself deteriorate. So he was suffering from financial problems also. And someone's listening this morning feel like I'm all alone. I don't have anyone to help me. I want you to hear this morning. Feeling he could no longer go on, one day he went out to the end of the pier and jumped in the bay, expecting to end it all. That's what he expected. But watch out. But instead of being the end, this experience opened the way to a wonderful new beginning. What a mighty God we serve. This man was rescued by an early morning swimmer. I believe this man was his angel. God will send you an angel. God will send you an angel. This man was rescued by an early morning angel who then went on to breathe new life and hope into this man. Thank you, Jesus. And what he's done for others, he will do for you. You hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to the 11th hour. The neighbor fixed up his depressed man's house and ran down Grove, teaching him how to love, praise, and bless his house. You praise your house. Bless your house. Thank God for your home, for your car. Cursing it. Thank God for your room where you're living. And God will bless you with much more. Praise your house. Bless your house. Walk through your house and praise it and thank God for it. Teaching him how to love, praise, and bless his house. Bless your car. Stop kicking it. Thank God for this car. I appreciate this, God. Thank God for my wheels. I appreciate it, God, until you intend to do something greater for me. Bless your house, your fruit, your food that you eat. your clothes that you wear. Thank God and bless them. Bless your health. By his stripes, I am healed. I thank you, Jesus. I receive total healing in my mind, body, spirit, and soul. As a man thinketh, so is he. Watch your thoughts, your words, and your actions. So this man began to love his house, praise his house, bless his house, his food, his health, and his life. I thank you, God, for another day of living. I appreciate you, Lord, for allowing me to see one more day. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And I know that you have a blessing in store for me. God, for another day of life. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to be depressed. Thank God. Praise him. Glorify him. God has a plan for your life. You may need to take some medication. You may need to go see a doctor. Pray about that, too. Some of us do need a little bit more help now. God put the doctors on earth for a reason. Thank you, Jesus. Pray about it. You may need to talk to a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a counselor, to men and women. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God give us common sense, too. Later, when the man was leading a prosperous, healing, healthy, contented life again, he explained, my neighbor is responsible for all this because he knew how to behold the Christ in me when I was at my lowest point. That's what you need. Someone that's going to encourage you, motivate you, let you know that God is still good and that God loves you no matter what, where you've been, what you've done, what you said. God still loves you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that neighbor, that friend, that coworker, that child, that husband, that wife, that cousin, that pastor, that minister that has encouraged you today, that stranger that God has sent to you to encourage you. Be careful how you entertain strangers, and maybe what? An angel in disguise. And by seeing the Christ in me, he brought forth a miracle. See the Christ in that person when they're at their lowest point. Let them know God is able. God will keep you. When they're at their lowest point, let them know that God loves them no matter what. And they're going to make it through. God is no respecter of person. What he's done for others, he will do for you. Trust God. You may expect and look for wonderful things to happen whenever you behold Jesus Christ at work in a situation or in a person. You may even expect the impossible. What man said is impossible, but the word of God tells us with God, all things are possible to those who believe. Wake up expecting a miracle for you this morning. Wake up expecting God to move in someone's life this morning. Wake up seeing the good in people that you come in contact with. No matter how they act, no matter what they say, you pray for them. Thank you, Jesus. I'd like to ask each and every one of you, do you see the Christ in you? Do you see the good in you? Do you love yourself today? My God, my God, my God. You got to love yourself. Love Jesus Christ. See the good in you. See the Christ in you. Thank you, Jesus. Take a picture of yourself and look at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I see the good in me. I see the love in me. I see the breakthrough in my life. Good morning, beautiful woman of God. Good morning, handsome man of God. You see the good in you and in the blessings God will bestow upon your life. Thank you, Jesus. See the good in your home that you're living in, the blessing that God has placed you in at home. Someone doesn't have a home to live in. The floods don't wash their homes their pictures, their clothing, their furniture. It's all gone. But you still have a home to live in, a room to live in, an apartment to live in. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. It may not be a mansion, but you better thank and praise God today. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus and how God is blessing you right now. Whenever somebody give you a hard time, call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Surround yourself in his presence. You will be amazed at the results that will come. Sometimes slowly, because sometimes God want to speak to you. God want to get your attention. Sometimes slowly and other times quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Surround yourself with the presence of the Almighty Living God. Give yourself a big hug. Give yourself a big kiss. Love yourself. Thank you for Muhammad Ali. Thank you, Jesus. He said he was the greatest. He said he was the best. He said he was handsome. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't quite understand, but now I understand. Uh-huh. Thank you, God. We love God first, but then he wants us to love ourselves. And if we don't love ourselves, we're not going to love others. Misery loves company. You got to love yourself and pray for the peace that surpasses all understanding, that God will bless you with that peace. And behold, the Christ in you. Your life cannot be limited. Christ in you is a freeing power. He will set you free from your past. Walk into the newness of Jesus Christ. This is a brand new day. Forget about what happened on yesterday. Don't think about it. Amen. Forgive those that have harmed you. Let me backtrack. You're not going to forget it, but you can forgive because Christ has forgiven you. And who are you not to forgive others? If they don't want to forgive you, shake the dust from your feet and move on. Keep moving forward. Stop looking backward. That's why you're not going nowhere. You keep looking at the past. Amen? Move forward. Soldiers march forward. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord. We're fighting a battle. We march forward. We don't go backwards, men and women of God. Forward march. Christ in you has a forgiving power. Yes, he has forgiven you of your sins. As I said before, who are you not to forgive? No matter what you've done, Christ has forgiven you. You should no longer willingly sin. To whom much is given, much is required. Those that are in the world that have not heard the word of God, that have not gotten the opportunity to go into a church to hear the word of God, you share the word with them. You let them know and show them love. How many times must we forgive? 70 times 7. Amen. 70 times 7. Forgive, but don't let them abuse you and misuse you. Amen. You forgive, but don't let no one verbally, physically, mentally abuse you continuously. You are a man or woman of God. Move on with your life. Do not stay in that situation. The Christ in you has releasing power. He's released you from those situations. He's released you from drugs. He's released you from alcohol. He's released you from lying and stealing and backbiting. He's released you from gossiping. He's released you from fornication. He's released you from covetousness. He's released you from drugs. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Someone's being delivered right now. Someone's being healed right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for touching them right now in the name of Jesus. He's releasing you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. He's released you from that man or from that woman. He's released you from that disobedient child. He's released you. Christ in you now frees you from all attachments to people, places, or things of the past or present. He's releasing you right now. You stop holding on to it because some of you don't want to let it go. Let it go. Let it go in the name of Jesus. Let it go. Let that situation go. Let that individual go. Put that child in God's hands. In God's hands. In Jesus' name, let it go. Christ in you is now healing you. Christ in you now raises you up to perfect health. By his stripes, you are healed, and you claim that healing in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. The Christ in you is prospering power. You are prosperous. You are man or woman of God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Walk in prosperity and stop wanting somebody to give you something all the time. Stop begging. You are man or woman of God. Walk in prosperity. You got the favor of God in your life. And queens, we are prosperous people. Thank you, Jesus. Walk in your prosperity. The Christ in you is always worthy. Worthy. The Christ in you. The Christ in you. Get it right. The Christ in you is always worthy. Through the Christ that's in you, give. You give of your best and receive only the best in return. Watch out. The Christ in you, he's given you the best. He wants you to have the best. And as a result, you receive the best. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Christ in you. The Christ in you. Think about that. The Christ in you. You want Christ to have the best. So the Christ in you wants you to have the best. And you give the best. The Christ in you now reveals any block to be removed mentally or emotionally. He's removing those blocks right now. He's removing those stumbling blocks. Those individuals that have been trying to hold you back. He's removing those right now emotionally and mentally. Because some of us mentally in our minds, you now have a transformation of your mind. God touched that mind in the name of Jesus. Regulate that mind. He's a mind regulator. Regulate that mind right now. We come against any mental disorder, dementia, confusion, Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus. He's a mind regulator and a heart fixer. And stop claiming senior moments. Stop claiming the mind of Jesus Christ. He's removing it right now, mentally and emotionally. So you're receptive to all health, wealth, and happiness. The Christ in you now guides you into a true life, into a true place of life with true people. And now you can rejoice. The Christ mind. Thank you, Jesus. The Christ in you is producing perfect results in every area of your life. Now and is well. And relax. Let go and let God. Release your life to the Almighty Living God. Release your life to the Almighty Living God. Release your health to the Almighty Living God. Release that situation to the Almighty Living God. Release that person that's been troubling you to the Almighty Living God. They will trouble you no longer. Release them unto God. To the perfect outworking of the Christ consciousness. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. All things are possible to those who believe. God, I'm going to trust you this morning. I'm releasing everything to you, the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I'm turning over every situation, every person, my job, my home, my work, my career, my car, my clothes, my food, and our troubles of mind over to you. Receive your blessings. He's releasing you right now from those situations in the name of Jesus, and you receive it never to take it back into your presence again. He's releasing you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Watch a change take place in your life. A miracle. He's a miracle-working God. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. He's released you this morning, and you receive it in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Didn't he teach his disciples how to pray? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Power hour of prayer with your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send me your prayer requests, your praise reports. Thank you for your letters. Thank you for your blessings. And request your prayer rug. God wants to bless you. It's miracle working season. Thank you, Jesus. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. We're praying to 144.5 million. The numbers have probably gone up. And we thank God for you. Prayer warriors, intercessory prayer warriors, continue to pray without ceasing. God is a good God, and God is working out for you. The devil is a liar, and he is a deceiver. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You got the victory. You got the victory. He's released you on this day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.